Here once again with a look at what's happening this morning is Sharon Allseth. Good morning again.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. The August revenue report released by the state Tuesday saw a 13-month growth streak end. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Payroll withholdings, the largest component of the individual income tax collected by the state, were essentially the same as last year. That breaks a 13-month streak of at least 2% growth. As a result, total individual income tax revenues were up only about 6.5% from a year ago, compared to more than 15% growth last month. State Budget Director Adam Horst warns that current projections predict lower growth in the national economy in the coming months, which could significantly hurt state revenues. Still, the state's total revenues are ahead of its most recent budget projection, nearly $36 million more in the first 2 months of the new fiscal year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
State lawmakers are considering changes to how the state completes major projects. The General Assembly's Interim Committee on Employment will meet this morning to examine project labor agreements. State labor activists sent notices to supporters last week, warning that the state could do away with the labor agreements entirely next year. Lawmakers set stricter limits this year on when union labor and wages would be used on state projects. Battles over so-called right-to-work legislation and the project labor agreements earlier this year led House Democrats to stage a five-week walkout. New fines put in place after Democrats returned to Indianapolis have made a walkout less likely next year. Tomorrow, the State Budget Committee will call in representatives of the state's universities to justify recent tuition and fee hikes. The Indiana Higher Education Commission recommended caps, but some schools exceeded them. Representative Jeff Espick says the committee is concerned that costs are putting a college education out of reach for more families. Two steel beams from the World Trade Center will be brought downtown along the canal today for a 9/11 memorial. The memorial is being privately funded and needs more to be completed. Indianapolis firefighter Greg Hess is spearheading the project. Hess is a member of Indiana Task Force 1 that was sent to New York after the attacks 10 years ago. Northwestern Indiana American Legion posts are seeing more flags being brought in for retirement. Posts have seen more than six times the number of flags being brought in since 9/11, and the hall is starting to run out of room to store them. Gusty winds forced at least a one-day delay in hoisting a 30-foot-tall bronze sculpture back to its place atop the Soldiers and Sailors Monument on the Circle. Crews try again today, but it is breezy again. Workers have to use a crane to lift the 10-ton Victory sculpture more than 200 feet. And Hoosier artists are being invited to apply for their place in Indiana's history. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
The Indiana State Museum is accepting applications from artists interested in painting an official portrait of Governor Mitch Daniels. The chosen artist will have their acrylic painting on display in the governor's portrait collection. People who are interested can apply online before October 14th at the Indiana State Museum's website. The chosen artist must be an Indiana resident or native, and the work is expected to be completed by next summer. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
WFYI weather today, cloudy and breezy, a 50% chance of showers with a high of 65. Tonight through Friday, a chance of rain, the overnight low 56, highs tomorrow and Friday 68. And for Saturday and Sunday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs near 77. Right now it's cloudy, 56 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. 7:34 now at 90.1 WFYI. In sports, another practice session today for the Colts as they get set for Sunday season opener in Houston. And Peyton Manning is listed as doubtful. The Colts will update his status.